So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest, Rich Gurman, is an amazing change maker. We're going to talk about an inspirational story, how he changed the entire universe where he lives. But we're going to, you know, tell you a little bit more about how he has coached over 18,000 individuals. And he created the JV Insider Circle, which is an awesome place to connect with other like-minded individuals. Welcome, Rich.
Hi, Erica. I'm honored to finally be here with you. You and I go way back, and we've never done had a conversation like this before, so I'm excited to be here.
We keep blowing up the lines, you guys. So if you notice any of the technology going a little crazy, it might be sensitive to energy. Where are you today? Where are you calling me from?
I'm where I'm always at. I'm at home in Laguna Beach. It's a sunny day. I'm staring at the ocean, and all is well.
Awesome. So one of the reasons I brought Rich to share with you some of his stories happened when he tuned into the energy in the Laguna of his community. And I'm going to let him tell you what happened then. And then he's going to share a little bit more about JV Insider Circle. I'd like him to actually even tell you what a JV partner is, because this is an opportunity you may not have done with collaboration that can really be a game changer in your business. So,
totally.
Yeah. And Rich, you know, I want to tell everybody, Rich actually JV'd with me years ago when my book Happiness Quotations came out, and he just got right on. And then I JV'd with him right back on one of his book launches. So it's one of those things where you just keep helping each other.
It's actually, you're spot on. So yeah, my main business is the JV Insider Circle, which is a large community of coaches, authors, speakers, healers, light workers who all come together to support each other and to help spread their messages. So I had a book I wanted to promote. You helped me promote it. You had a book you wanted to promote. I helped you. And that's right there. That's the spirit of collaboration and what we're all about. As far as your statement of me tuning into the energy of Laguna Beach and, you know, trying to make some change in the world, I'll spend a couple minutes on that. So I started paddleboarding here in Laguna Beach. I go out on my board every day, and it's a stand-up paddleboard, and I've been doing that for years. And over the years, I've developed a really strong connection with the dolphins and the whales that are here in Laguna Beach. And first, I would go out and just be with them. As the artist in me, the creative in me, loves to capture photos of my encounters and also video. And at the beginning, I would just post these online. And what happened was people really started to respond. And for years, everybody would say, you know, you should make a book. You should make a book of all your photos.
Oh, his and photos are so cool. I remember it's like I'd wake up and there'd be this photo, and it might have a rainbow or a dolphin. Or just like the blue of the ocean, and it just like would make my day. So,
oh, that's sweet. And the truth is, Erica, when at first I was very resistant to making a book, and the reason was that the ocean is my church, it's my sanctuary, and I didn't want to bring anything business related to that.
Yeah.
And it all came to a head. I guess it was 2 years ago now. I had an encounter with a pod of four orcas about 2 miles off the coast. And these orcas came right underneath my board, and it was just this beautiful footage that I captured. And the video went totally global, viral, all around the world, was seen millions and millions of times. And to me, that was my sign that, okay, there's more to this. You know, there's a reason that these animals showed up in my life. People always tell me that it's the one who was chosen is always the last one to realize it. Like, and I still to this.
A big whale had to swim under your board to give you a beautiful wake up call.
Yeah, and even after that, it still never really hit me that this was not just a coincidence that these animals showed up. So that was the impetus for me to create the book. And I did, and the book's called Blue Laguna. And I said, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to create a nonprofit at the same time, which I did, which is called Project O. And Project O, the focus is really two things. One is to protect the ocean and the sacred life living in it. The book is really a celebration of Laguna Beach and how for 6 miles of coastline here in Laguna, it's a no-take zone, meaning it's against the law to fish. And what happened was before the no-take zone, the ocean right here was pretty well fished out. There was nothing in it. And now, 5 years later, and it happened way quicker, it happened within a matter of months, there's tons of fish. So there's little fish and bigger fish and big fish and dolphins and whales. It's like the world's greatest aquarium right here off the coast. And I believe it's just because we took a stand here to leave the ocean alone. So the focus of Project O1 is to protect the ocean. And I'd like to see more areas around the world where the, you know, towns like here chose to put a ban on fishing and just protect their coastline. And it's also now evolving into a project that is all about providing clean water for people around the world that don't have clean water. So it's still evolving. It's still in the newer stages, if you will. But to your point, like, it's not an accident that these dolphins and whales showed up in my life. And it's really, I'm very clear for me, it's really my soul's calling. And it's an honor and a privilege to be working on this path.
So, you know, one of the things that showed up for me as you were talking about this later, like really doing what you love, like really being in the zone of being in a place where your body felt good, like being in a place that called to you, you know, I really heard that sort of integrity in you.
And thank you for saying that. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And like, I don't know when it was, maybe less than a year ago, I was out on the water paddling, which is like my happy place. I go on the ocean to get grounded, if that makes sense. And the thought came to me, what if you could just do this all day long? What if this is just all you ever did and you could sustain your life? You know, I live a nice life. I live in a nice house. I have a nice car. I live right on the beach in Laguna. It doesn't come free. You know, what if I could just do that? And then ever since I had that thought, all these things have shown up on how I can actually do it. And I still love my main business. That's what pays the bills. And that's a huge part of the way that I make an impact in the world. But, you know, if one day down the road, if my whole focus became ocean conservation, I feel like I can sustain my life doing it. In fact, I think this is a key point, two key points I'll make. One, life is short. And you got to figure out what it is that you love to do and do it all day long. I think that's where that thought, you know, what if you just did this all day long? Because I love being out on the water. I love being with the dolphins. So you got to figure out what you love to do and do it. And then the second thing that I want to say from a charity standpoint, from a sustainability standpoint, to me, the fault in the nonprofit world is that most people that are in the nonprofit world are broke. Most organizations are broke.
They don't have,
and they're not sustainable.
They don't have the energy of, because I worked in the nonprofit world for a really long time doing funding and philanthropy.
Yeah.
And so I would find organizations, they didn't have the receiving capacity to really do the changes. So we had a pretty big foundation that I would work for, and I would try to fund these organizations. And it was very interesting. When I looked at like what would work, it'd be the organizations with a major vision. It'd be the organizations that were thinking too big, and then we could fund them.
You know? There you go.
No, I totally get that. I appreciate you bringing that up, because how much more change could there be if we asked the change makers to be in the, not opulence, but in the, you know, prosperity mentality.
Totally. And because, I mean, and from a practical standpoint, like your, you know, prosperity mindset is critical, but from a practical standpoint, if you aren't creating revenue, then you can't continue to do the work. I mean, you and I have seen this for years. People that do, you know, quote unquote, spiritual work tend to be, they tend to struggle asking for money. You know, how can I accept money for energetic work, for spiritual work? And I've always said, if you don't, like, there's an exchange of energy going on, and it just happens to be that money is what you receive. And if you're not receiving money, then you can't continue to do the work that you're here to do. And then everybody suffers. So,
and living somewhere gorgeous where you're saving animals. I love it. I'm so joyful that you came. I've been having, you know, I have this sort of dream of playing with dolphins that I've never done. Lately, I've really been tuning into whales also. So I'm curious about this conversation, Rich. It sounds like I might have to make a trip to Laguna Beach and say hi.
I recommend it. I was on the water yesterday. This is going to sound crazy. I was on the water 3 times. I paddled early in the morning. And then at lunchtime, I went for a walk. I go to the cliff. I look out and I see a pod of dolphins just hanging out, circling around. So I grab my board and to find them. And during that paddle, I found myself about 5 feet from about a 20-foot baby gray whale. And then I went back out at sunset and had another pod of bottlenose dolphins that I paddled right into the sunset with.
Oh,
so
my goodness. A day of
it's
the
like
life
a dreamland.
It's
not bad.
I want to encourage people to go and buy the book Blue Laguna. The way Rich has structured it is that it's a fundraising opportunity. So if you buy the signed version, then you have to send him some money, but you get the beautiful book. It's full color and it has just gorgeous images of these animals that if you can tune into Rich and me right now, you can feel how thankful they are. I can actually perceive the gratitude from animals. So go and get his book. Rich, tell us where we can find it.
Yeah, so my main website, thank you by the way, Erica, is richgerman.com, richgerman.com. You can buy the book. 100% of the money goes towards Project O, by the way, all of it. Richgerman.com, you'll see the book on there. You can also see more about my main business. And if you go on to Facebook and just look me up, all I do is pretty much post my videos and photos so you can really get a feel for what we're talking about here.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
My pleasure. Thanks, Erica. Thanks, everyone.